I didn't pick it, man. I wasn't consulted. Sort of. Teague has multiple definitions that you can look at. They're all Celtic. The proper definition means poet in an Irish dialect, and the latter colloquial definition means stupid. It's actually redundant. Yeah, I was going to say, I want to make a couple of corrections right off the bat, and not because I don't think you're handsome, but there's actually a bunch of commentary podcasts out there. They're just not very many of them have made any sort of a splash, I guess. Some of them are okay, but a lot of them are really kind of meandering and bad and not very interesting and not very informed, and I'm very pleased with the way that our show is as it compares to a lot of those, but we're not the only one out there. We're just the one that I like the most, but I'm, you know, terribly biased. And in terms of doing a commentary for a movie that we haven't worked on, everyone on the show, everyone that's ever been on the show, either a panelist or a guest, works in the film industry. And we've done commentaries for maybe 10 films that one of us has worked on, notably The Abyss, Team America, and, let's see, Starship Troopers, I guess, The Blob. One of our panelists was The Blob in The Blob, so on and so forth. The Kevin Dillon Blob. I just like haircuts, so The Blob from 1988 is my favorite. And when we're not doing a movie that we've worked on, generally we'll sort of halfway pick a movie that we know we can talk about with some level of authority. Maybe not so much as on set, but I've done this kind of work before and I can make a comment about this, that, or the other. We don't always do movies that we have anything to do with at all, but often we'll be able to talk about things like, this is how this effect is being done, and I think he's doing it well or poorly, or, you know, kind of bring that to it. For movies that we have absolutely nothing to do with, it's actually kind of, it's refreshing just to sit back and talk about it and work on it as like a piece of working parts, that, you know, treating film theory as something that is a work in progress, not the movie that you got on your disc and it's done. It's like, well, this doesn't work, but what if we thought about doing this? And the show kind of developed from there. If you were to look at our archive, you would note there's not much porn, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to get the guys on board. Generally, we have trouble doing comedies, and I will tell you why. Because when a comedy is working, there's really nothing that you can really aim to say about it in a constructive way. Because if it's funny, it's funny, and that's basically it. And if you want to start analyzing humor, you're in the wrong podcast. Or at least we are. And we find that it's easiest to do a comedy when it's either a superb example of something else or just wretchedly unfunny. And it's not like an MST3K type thing where we're just ripping on the movies. That's not the point at all. Sometimes it devolves to that, but generally speaking, a commentary for a movie like Ghostbusters is way easier than a commentary for Airplane. Because Ghostbusters is doing, like, it's an example of just perfect use of comedy where the movie is a legitimate, almost scary character study that has nothing. It's like wall-to-wall jokes and Bill Murray, which, you know, yeah, that guy is so awesome. Have you heard these stories about how he'll like show up at a bar and just bartend for like a night? Similarly, Harrison Ford is I guess he works with the like the fire department in Colorado, and he can fly helicopters. And he was part of some rescue mission a couple of years back where there was a lady that was trapped in a ring of fire in the forest, and she was gonna die. And this helicopter lands, and she gets in the helicopter, and it, you know, lifts her out of there. And she looks up, and it's Harrison Ford flying the damn thing. It's like the coolest thing you could imagine happening. That happened in our universe, man. That's amazing. I just want to know what, like, Michael Caine is doing with his free time. I wonder if he does, like, balloon animals or something. Yeah. Nah. Anyway. Zombieland. Yeah, it was also a spoiler, man. Well played. You have a statute of limitations now? I think you got your dates wrong, man. No, Zombieland, yes, but podcasts have been around for nigh a decade, sir. That's true. That's true. That's, you know, that's the harsh reality we face as two humans with feelings and credit card debt, and, you know, we go out into the world and people don't understand us, man. I feel you. I'll take your word for it. I actually don't listen to very many podcasts. Interesting. Well, there's also the recent wave of celebrities with their own podcasts. Like, you know, that's giving it unfair credo. Not that, you know, Kevin Smith or Kevin Pollak shouldn't have a podcast. I'm just saying, you know, some guys have to advertise from the ground up. I don't want to be the guy that just came, like, I came onto the podcast show, I said I don't listen to podcasts, and then I just S all over Kevin Pollak's show. But I got really, really into Kevin Pollak's chat show for a little while, and then out of it at, like, bottle rocket speeds. Because it's gotten to the point where he'll talk for 25 minutes by himself at a camera before he'll even introduce Neil Patrick Harris or John Hamm or whoever it is. And it's I like Kevin Pollak, and that's why I was into it in the first place, but my God, man, if you're... never mind. I love the, like, 2-hour interviews, and it's interesting, and I love the conversation of it, but why are we talking about this? Let's move on. Well, now you know all the podcasts that I know, which is yours, mine, and Kevin Pollak's.